From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The U.S.-led coalition battling the Islamic State group unleashed an unprecedented wave of airstrikes in support of Iraq's operation to retake Mosul, according to American officials Monday. After a week of Iraqi forces launching the offensive to push IS jihadists from their last bastion in the country, the U.S. envoy Brett McCurk said on Twitter, all objectives have been met thus far. Belgium has conceded it cannot sign off on a landmark EU free trade deal with Canada because of continued objections from Wallonia and other regional leaders who rejected it late Monday deadline. Without Belgium's signature, the other 27 European Union nations cannot go ahead, leaving the bloc stuck in another bitter standoff after Brexit. During a press conference Monday, the European Commission spokesman, Margarita Skinas, sought to give breathing room to the Belgian holdouts.
La Belgique est encore dans un processus.
He says Belgium is still in the process of establishing its position. According to the institutional process and the agreement of its constitutional order, the Commission has the utmost respect for this process. French officials have begun clearing thousands of migrants from a makeshift refugee camp near Calais that has become known as the jungle. The migrants are being bused to relocation centers around the country. That process is expected to take about a week. A reconnaissance plane working for France's defense ministry crashed in a ball of flames at Malta's international airport Monday, killing all five people aboard, according to officials. The plane plummeted into the ground nose first shortly after takeoff. This is VOA News. Russia said Monday it was not currently considering a new truce in the Syrian city of Aleppo after a brief ceasefire ended at the weekend. The deputy foreign minister, Sergei Rybakov, spoke to the Interfax news agency, and the first official comment from Moscow on why did not extend the ceasefire further, saying the question of renewing the humanitarian pause is not relevant now. He added that he did not see the conditions for ministerial-level negotiations on Syria before the U.S. elections on November 8th. The World Meteorological Organization reports the level of carbon dioxide emissions in the atmosphere has reached a record high this year, driven in part by the powerful El Niño event, which started in 2015 and continued well into 2016. Lisa Schlein reports from the launch of the WMO's annual greenhouse gas bulletin in Geneva.
The World Meteorological Organization reports the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere reached 400 parts per million for the first time in 2015 and surged to new records this year. WMO Secretary General Petteri Tala says this symbolic but significant milestone bodes ill for the planet as these CO2 emissions will stay in the atmosphere for generations.
At the moment, we are not moving in the right direction. We are actually moving in the wrong direction.
Meteorologists say CO2 accounts for 65% of the warming effect on our climate. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Indian police Monday killed at least 24 rebels in a shootout in eastern India, according to a local police officer. Police said they ambushed a meeting of 30 to 40 Maoists in a forest near the border of Odisha and Andhra Pradesh states that triggered a gun battle. A police spokesman said dozens of bodies of Maoists were recovered as the search continues. U.S. stocks opened higher Monday, but both AT&T and Time Warner shares sank on news of their controversial $108.7 billion mega merger as antitrust challenges looms. AT&T's takeover of Time Warner would transform the telecom giant into a media entertainment powerhouse. Two children and another civilian were killed along with a soldier in firing across the border between India and Pakistan. That's according to officials on both sides of the border on Monday. That firing took place across the border between Indian-held Kashmir and Pakistan's Punjab province. Pakistan's military says an 18-month-old girl and another civilian were killed on its side of the border in unprovoked firing by the Indian Army. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.